Welcome everybody to this edition of Holy Commutes. It is Tuesday, April 26th, the last one of the month for me. This is Texas Tim, Tim Dean, bringing you the Tuesday edition of Holy Commutes, the only daily podcast for all things wiffle ball. Well, sort of kicked around a couple of ideas for this episode, and currently I'm taping this in Branson, Missouri. I'm on vacation, and so when this coming weekend after this goes on the air, there'll be a tournament in another city close to Cedar Park in Georgetown, Texas. Jason Roberts, who is the recreation and athletics supervisor in the city of Georgetown, sort of my colleague in Georgetown. I'm in Cedar Park and he's in Georgetown. He plays in our leagues and tournaments. He loves wiffle ball, and we've been discussing for quite a while of doing a tournament in Georgetown. So this weekend, 12 teams, last I checked this morning, were signed up for the Georgetown tournament. Pretty awesome. And they're not all the typical teams that have played in Cedar Park. So we have some new ones, I think, playing from the Georgetown area, which is only about a 20-minute drive, through lights and stuff. As far as distance, it's really not that far from Cedar Park. So I'm going to have some new blood playing this weekend in Georgetown. So I'm pretty excited about that. And big announcement. I'm actually going to play in this tournament with the guys from TC35. So I'm playing with them. I played last summer down in Port Aransas in Jason Rendon's and James Weaver's tournament in Port Aransas. It was probably 110 degrees and the thickest humidity I've ever been in, it was really hot. Not going to be that hot this coming Saturday for this tournament. So I'm pretty excited about playing. I'm planning on trying to get to the batting cages here in Branson for a little bit to take some cuts. Haven't swung a bat in a while. I don't know what I'm going to do. I may embarrass myself. But I'm going to play with those guys. Chase and Jordan have been asking me to play. So anyway, I'm going to give a Texas update on this episode of what's going on in Texas. As far as what I know, I don't know everything. I got some good ideas from information that has been filtered to me about the state of wiffle ball and other places as well. Let me update you in Cedar Park. So we are currently in our league play this coming Wednesday. So as we are on the air this Tuesday, so tomorrow night on Wednesday, we'll crown our champion of our league. And the championship game is the Runs and Moxie. Both of these teams are in a head-on collision to take the crown. They're both playing very, very well. The Runs knocked off TC35 in the semifinals, and Moxie really took it to Yankee Suck in the other semifinal. Great pitching performance from Moxie. And the Runs themselves had to come back. TC35 had the lead, and a comfortable lead, I felt like, and definitely lost it towards the end of the game. So the Runs and Moxie in the championship game. We also have the women's league going on. I mean, this has really been an amazing success story. We have four teams, about 20 ladies playing in it, and they're having a blast. And some of these ladies can play. There's one lady, she truly is, I think, one of the best fielders in the league. Men, women, doesn't matter. She is amazing. So she's done a really good job. And a couple of these ladies actually can crush the ball, really doing a good job. I'd love to see them put a team in a medium pitch tournament just to see how they can hit the ball. Not sure how they'll do pitching, but I'd like to see the hitting going against some of the teams. So the league play wraps up this week, and it's been a super success. And this coming Saturday is the tournament in Georgetown. No whiffs in the month of May here in Cedar Park. And then in June, we really get things started. And in June, we have the two tournaments, the medium pitch on June 11th and the fast pitch, a tournament on the 25th of June. And then in July, we kick off a super month with both state championships going on. July 16th, the medium pitch state championship. And then on July 30th, the fast pitch state championship. I'll get back to those in a moment. Also around the state, what I do know so far is Southeast Texas Wiffle Ball in Baytown, Texas, which is just east of Houston. Those guys are getting started this summer with a six team. I think they have six teams now, very talented. They actually went to United Wiffle, won a game there in UWIFS. These are kids, and they're actually quite talented. So I look for these guys to continue to improve, and hopefully we'll see them in Cedar Park for a couple of tournaments this summer. Dogwood Wiffle Ball here in Austin. I spoke with the organizer of Dogwood just a couple of days ago. He's off at college. Looks like some things have really slowed down. Last year, they were very active, and this year they may not have league play, but they're hoping to play in some tournaments together. And they were here, I think, in January for our tournament. They did pretty good. They're very talented. So hope to see them back, but sad to see if they can't get the league going again. The North Texas League, that is Will Marshall's old league. Will's not really involved with it anymore. Torch has been passed on to another fella. And I hear plans are already underway to get that summer league going. Any of you listening want to play in that league? I think it's up in the Frisco area. Contact me. I can get you in touch with the people that you need to get in touch with to play in that league up in North Texas. I think they may be all going medium pitch from what I hear. That'll be great news to get a lot of participation up in the North Texas area. The South Texas League that has been in Robstown looks like it's sort of up in flux at the moment. They were going like gangbusters for a while. Right now, looks like nothing is, I haven't seen any traction on their social media. I think they're having some issues with whoever's in charge securing a location to play some of the games from what I hear. And again, that's just all hearsay, but there is no traction right now on getting there going. And it's a shame because that was truly a hotbed and a strength down there in the Corpus Christi area, as they had a lot of teams that were playing there in Corpus. So hopefully they can get things going and look forward to seeing some of those guys come up for some of our tournaments this summer. And the last one I have is the Rio Grande Valley guys way down in the, towards the border. They're doing pretty good. They just had a tournament this spring in which the Whiskey Ducks won that tournament. Couldn't tell you anything more about league or what else is on the radar. Just know that they have recently been active and had a tournament. It's hard to get some information there as well. Going back to what we've had this past spring, we had a tournament in January where Millsy came down to Texas and played with his way too beautiful team and won. They beat TC 35 in the championship game, and Moxie won the comeback cup. They weren't happy to be down there, but they won it. They just couldn't get some wins when they needed to get it. And in March, the March Madness, the Whiskey Ducks won that tournament over the Ghost Champions and the other cousins out of Houston. won the Comeback Cup in the March Madness tournament. And the one we just recently had here last week or so ago, Punishment didn't play in March. They're not in league play, but they came out and won this tournament, had a great showing. They beat TC35 in the championship game, and the Thick Toads, led by Jamison Steed out of Las Vegas and the POLW, won the Comeback Cup in this tournament that we just had here in Cedar Park. A lot of these teams are also playing in Georgetown this weekend, minus the Runs. They are not playing in this tournament, had a conflict. So I do know they're ones that I know that are not going to be there. Some of the usual guys that, from what I hear, will be there playing in this tournament. Now, let me give you sort of a preview of the state tournament as I know it, without any new players going. The medium pitch state tournament, July 16th. It's going to be an amazing tournament. We're having a Division II bracket in the state tournament. So if you cannot have won or finished first and second in a league or a tournament in the last 2 years. So if you have, you're ineligible to play in Division II. That being said, let's just talk about Division I, because Division II, I have no idea what's going to happen. Somebody is going to win Division II out of nowhere. But in Division I, here's the usual. It's going to be loaded. It's definitely going to be something. I've heard rumor there might be a Wise Guy team, Ben from California, maybe making it down. I'm not really sure. But we'll see. So that being said, Punishment will be a definitely a player in that state tournament, and could be a favorite going in. Those Jackson has his guys playing well. I do know they have one injury on the team and one of their top pitchers that may or may not affect them, but that might, on a long day tournament, not having one of their top pitchers could come back and be problematic for Punishment. The Runs, these guys never cease to amaze me. They're always in it. They always do great in pool play. Sometimes they can't finish it as end of the day, but they definitely have enough pitching to make a deep run in any tournament, including the state tournament. So they have the pitching, the depth, the hitting to get hot and win the whole thing. So they definitely have a chance to do that. TC35, you know, one of the best teams in the state and historically the best team of all time in Texas. But they just lately, in the last couple of years, have not been able to get over that hump and win championships and to win tournaments. They make it to the championship game, they make it to the semifinal games and have a hard time closing it out. And so that seems to be haunting them. And I saw that this past week when they lost in the semifinals to the Runs. Chase was vocal about just not being able to close out games and get it done. So, but they'll be a player. Not sure if they're going to win it. They'll have the depth. Pitching depth, and we'll see, but they're definitely a top favorite. Whiskey Ducks, you know, as long as Joseph Vasquez is part of their team, he is their top pitcher. If Joseph is not part of that team, I'm sorry to say, I just don't think that they're going to be able to win a tournament. But so far, every tournament he's made the Whiskey Ducks solid. And so Joseph is one of the best pitchers in the state of Texas. And so they definitely will be a player at winning the state championship in medium pitch. They won the Rio Grande Valley tournament and they won our tournament here in March, had a really good March. So if they can keep that group, that core group together, they'll definitely be a player at the medium pitch. They'll need a number two pitcher, and they do have a couple of candidates that I've seen throw for them in the past. And if they can get that depth going, they can make a really deep run on trying to win that, win those rings in July. Moxie, I would tell you that Moxie's going to would be another legitimate favorite, but here's where the crutch is. Well, their top pitcher is moving to the state of Colorado, and they're going to try to get him back for this tournament and maybe another one during the summer. But if he is not there for the state tournament, I'm not sure. It's just my opinion that Moxie's going to be able to make a run for a ring. So, but if he's there, they're solid and they'll give some people fits. And so another solid team, a team that I know will be in it if they're there is Wada Swings. The guys, they're high school players from the Cedar Park area. They're very good. They, the MLW tournament, they finished runner up in Houston to the Runs. And they have talent, they have the pitching depth. And I'll tell you right now, if they're there, right off the bat, if they're there, they're in my top four to compete for the rings and hands down. So they're legit if they're all there and if they can be there. Now, some of them play select ball, may not be there, but we'll see. But if the Wada Swings are there, mark my word, they're going to be one of the tops. You never can count out, can't touch this. The Austria brothers definitely are a talented group of kids. And I say now young men, because Matthew is not a kid anymore, the oldest brother. And but they are definitely going to make a run for it and can give people fits as well. This is not the fast pitch version, but they're a really good team and have a shot in medium pitch. They probably won't be a favorite medium pitch team. They have the pitching depth, but they're solid and will be should be a playoff team. Mix it up. Don't have their top pitcher from last year in Kelsey, but these guys have put it together and come out for a couple of tournaments and done well. I don't know. I don't think they have enough to push it over the edge without Kelsey and getting them to a final eight appearance, but it is possible. They have the sticks and the wherewithal to do it. A new team in the mix in league play with this team called Yankee Suck. They don't have the depth. You know, they have one really solid pitcher. They don't have the depth to make it all day long. And they'll give some people fits in pool play, in possibility, but once it gets to the playoffs, I'm not sure they have the depth unless they make some acquisitions between now and then to make a push in the playoffs. Another team, the Ghost Champions, and this is Ben Blackburn's group. If he puts his guys together that was at the March tournament and finished second in that one, they could have a chance to make a run, have really good depth with that team and good experience. One of some of the most experienced players in the entire league and tournament. If they get together and come together as a team, if that's what he chooses to do. Additional teams that could make a play at a state championship is the Cheese Dogs. Dalton Brown is off at school in Lubbock and at Texas Tech. And I hear about a reunion coming back, those guys getting together. If they do that, and if all the guys get back together and their pitching is solid, they can make a run. Not playing a lot may hurt them, but we'll see. Maybe they'll play in June and knock off the cobwebs And we will see. But the Cheese Dogs definitely have the talent to make a push. Dogwood, I will tell you, if those guys come, if they play Division II, Dogwood would be a favorite to win Division II. They've not finished in the top two, so they're eligible to play Division II, but they're also good enough to play Division I. But if they play Division II, I think they're clearly could be the odds-on favorite to win Division II. So that's sort of who I have as the favorites. I do hear that there's a possibility of some out-of-state teams coming. I hear Cooper Ruckel may be bringing a team. Cooper is arguably one of the top pitchers in the state of Texas. And I've seen him throw two medium pitch tournaments, and he is fantastic. He's won them both. So every time he's played medium pitch, he's won. So it's hard to argue that if he comes down and plays, that he's not going to be a favorite to win the whole thing. So we'll see. But that, as far as fast pitch, it all depends on who plays. We don't know if Anarchy's going to come back. I hear, I've heard rumors of some other teams. I hear rumors sometimes of Earl coming. There's just never know. Tom Gannon, I think, from PLW is coming down to play with somebody. Who knows? It depends. He may play with whoever pays for his airfare to get to Texas. So anyway, there's a hired gun there. If you want to pay for his airfare, he'll probably play with you, and he's a great pitcher. So highest bidder, Tom Gannon. So anyway, that's sort of my update on Texas wiffle ball. I'm sorry I don't have more information. If I missed out your league, I really don't have the information that I need for your league. But that's what's happened, and that's what's coming up here in Texas. I'm pretty excited about it, as it's just right around the corner. And so if you're wanting to play in one of these tournaments, come on. And if you're not an experienced team, Division II is the way to go in July for the state championship. Both one and two are going to get rings. If you want one of those beautiful championship rings, get in one of these state tournaments and try to get into that. So again, this is Texas Tim. You have been listening to Holy Commutes on April 26th. And this is my last one until the summer, I believe, and getting ready for wiffle ball. So Texas Tim is out.